2 Peter chapter 1 and verse 16. For we have not made known to you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, following cleverly imagined fables, but having been eyewitnesses of his majesty. For he received from God the Father honour and glory, such a voice being uttered to him by the excellent glory, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I have found my delight." And this voice we heard uttered from heaven, being with him on the holy mountain. And then in 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 3. For I delivered to you in the first place what also I had received, that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he was raised the third day according to the Scriptures, and that he appeared to Cephas, then to the 12. Then he appeared to above 500 brethren at once, of whom the most remain until now, but some also have fallen asleep. Then he appeared to James, then to all the apostles, and last of all, as to an abortion, he appeared to me also. I've been just had a time thinking recently about what is true and what is real. Mm. I actually meant to read the scriptures in the other way round. But in Corinthians, it just appeals to me that you're presented with the facts of the gospel. As Peter says, we'll see in a minute, they are not cleverly imagined fables. Mm. We live in a world where there is much fiction and faction. Fiction mixed with fact. But what we have in the glad tidings and what we know and love is what is the whole truth. And I think especially the younger ones and all of us need to be firmly grounded in the facts of the glad tidings. Mm-hmm. Things that can be absolutely relied upon. Even as believers and as maybe even as mature believers, we can sometimes doubt things, can't we? Mm. I've had doubts and questions even later on in life. Mm. Of course, the devil, the enemy of our soul, would like to make us doubt things. Mm. But, dear brethren, we're relying on absolute fact. What I like in Paul's writing here to the Corinthians, three absolute facts, which are rock solid, that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures. What a wonderful truth that is. Mm-hmm. And then it said he was buried. I'm not qualified, I'm sure, to go through all the aspects of this, but it's just a simple fact that he died for our sins according to the Scriptures. We can rest on that. Our eternal salvation is resting on the fact he died for our sins, mm, according to the Scriptures. And he was buried. And then gloriously, the third fact, that he was raised again the third day, according to the Scriptures. The resurrection of the Lord Jesus, what a hope it gives. As Paul says in another place, if it were not so, we would be the most miserable of all men. Mm-hmm. But we can rest our faith on the absolute assurance that Christ is alive, mm-hmm, that he rose from the dead and that he ascended, which I'll come on to in a minute with the second scripture. But so you have three facts here, and then he goes on to say that it's absolute fact that the Lord was risen. He was seen by many. Mm-hmm. In fact, I think even secular people, experts so-called, attest to the fact that the resurrection of the Lord Jesus is one of the most attested facts in history. But here, we don't need to rely on experts, we have the scriptures.
Mm.
And it says here that he appeared to all these people. Not just a figment of someone's imagination, not an angel, but a real living man.
Mm.
Glorified now, as we shall see. Mm. But here he appeared to... isn't it wonderful? We have the account in John's Gospel, he appeared to Mary. What a meeting that was.
Mm-hmm.
A real living man. Mm-hmm. And then he appeared to all these people. If you read this, as you read it here, it's kind of a widening circle.
Mm-hmm.
And then he appeared to Paul. Well, we haven't seen the Lord Jesus for ourselves. None of us have.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, you know, we have the Spirit. And where's the Spirit come from? He's come from an ascended Christ.
Mm.
He's our link with the man in the glory.
Mm.
And I know that he's alive. You know, sometimes we go through difficulties in our personal lives or in our householdly or even as a company. But it's a wonderful thing to know that our Lord and Saviour is a real living man.
Mm.
It's not an angel. It's not something we've imagined, but is a real living man who's soon coming again,
mm-hmm.
to claim every one of us for himself.
Mm-hmm.
I just had an impression of the reality of these things, that the reality of someone who died and was buried and now has risen again,
mm-hmm.
and is soon coming again. And I just read in Peter, because it, as I mentioned before, they're not cleverly imagined fables. It's interesting the words that Peter uses, mm-hmm. cleverly. You know, that we live in a world where there's many clever people.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, what we're dealing with is someone who is real and living and is far more excellent than any of the clever people of this world.
Mm-hmm.
Is someone who's real. It says, not only, and Peter says, it's not anything to do with what man has cooked up, but it's something that's come from heaven itself.
Mm.
And it says, we have been eyewitnesses of his majesty. Mm. You know, that's a most marvellous thing, that men in the flesh, Peter, James and John, they were able to behold something that no one else had seen.
Mm.
They were able to behold the Lord Jesus in his glory.
Mm.
That was just a glimpse, you might say, a foretaste of what was to come.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's coming a day soon when we shall all see Jesus in his glory.
Mm-hmm.
How wonderful that will be. But here, this is an established fact. It says, but having been eyewitnesses of his majesty. And then it says they heard the voice as well. And this mm-hmm. voice we heard. It must have remained with Peter. Sad fact, after this, you know, after this incident, the record states that Peter denied him three times. It just shows what we are in the flesh. But that vision, that occurrence never left him. And when Jesus had risen from the dead and ascended, I'm sure that it would make all the more pertinent to him the fact he's seen Jesus glorified.
Mm-hmm.
And dear brethren, you know, we look forward to a day when we shall see the Saviour glorified, crowned King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And Peter was one of these witnesses. And you know, in the scriptures we're dealing with the record of people that actually saw the Lord. John speaks in his first epistle of that which our hands have handled.
Mm-hmm.
You know, something real, something tangible.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, by the power of the Holy Spirit, we can experience something of the nearness and the reality of the Lord to us.
Mm-hmm.
And may we know, I would that I knew it more.
Mm-hmm.
It's not to be just a picture on the wall, dear brethren, mm-hmm. but it's a glorious living person whom we can know and see by faith.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's just a stumbling impression that I had, that we might be encouraged. If young believers or even older ones are filled with doubts or being influenced by other things, let us hold on to the fact that we deal with a wonderful living Saviour who's real and is soon coming back for us. May we be encouraged for his name's sake.
Amen.
Amen.